This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's been a busy day in Washington, the first day of the new GOP-controlled Congress, and the Senate just introduced a plan to repeal a big piece of the Affordable Care Act. With a simple majority, Republicans can undo budget-related elements like the Medicaid expansion and insurance subsidies. That's the easy part. What we don't know is what a replacement plan would look like and whether it would come along with a repeal or after. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on one of the options, insurance for catastrophic events like an accident or serious illness.
Republicans say they want to improve the quality of care and spend less for it. The question is how. The first step, says James Capretta with the conservative American Enterprise Institute, is accept one simple fact.
If someone gets a diagnosis of cancer, you're immediately into bills that, you know, almost anybody except the very, very affluent would have to have insurance for. And so everybody needs to be insured in case that happens.
In some Republican circles, there's a belief that health insurance exists not to cover the basics, like a checkup, but to protect people from financial ruin. So there's growing interest in providing all Americans from age 18 to 65 with financial help to cover the cost of catastrophic plans, plans that carry $5,000 to $7,000 deductibles, for example. That would cost the government less than it's currently spending to cover the cost of the Obamacare subsidies. But here's the trade-off.
Research is showing that a substantial number of Americans don't have the money to cover their deductible.
That's Mark Fendrick with the University of Michigan. It's pretty clear high deductibles make it hard for the poor and the sick. Fendrick is working closely with Republican leaders to design a new high deductible insurance that would include some valuable preventative services at little or no cost. And it forces consumers to spend their own money on care that at least arguably is more wasteful, like unnecessary tests. Harvard's Kate Baker says there's an opportunity here, but it's tricky.
Who should be deciding what's high-value care and what's low-value care?
It's questions like those, says Baker, that will keep Republicans up late at night as they dismantle Obamacare. The real challenge here is finding ways to improve our health system, a challenge that dates back more than 50 years. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.